Hello, everyone. Dan Dillman here, bringing you a little of this, a little of that. Today's program is going to be emphasizing where it's affordable to live, not only to rent a place to stay, but also if you're looking for a house to buy. And we're going to start off with the rentals. I'm going to give you a list of 10 cities for cheap rent, but these places are nice places to live. Well, again, that depends upon your taste, I suppose. But there are some cities in here that you might not suspect. And I'm going to give you the list right now, and then I'll explain a bit about them. Number one on our list of the cheapest cities for renting a place to stay, an apartment, you know, a studio, a one-bedroom or two-bedroom rental. Number one on the list is Grand Forks, North Dakota. So if you don't mind going to North Dakota, that's for you. Because number two is Fargo, North Dakota. Number three is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or as we used to call it years ago, Red Stick, Baton Rouge. You probably will work on that a bit. And then Omaha, Nebraska is number four, and it's tied with San Antonio, Texas, and Indianapolis, and Memphis, Tennessee. And then the last three on our list, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is tied with Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Des Moines, Iowa. So there's our list of 10 cities for cheap rent. And this is at a time when rents are skyrocketing nationwide. Remote work options that emerged during the pandemic could still offer a silver lining. Living close to the office and spending on expensive housing is now becoming a choice for many Americans. With companies such as Twitter and Verizon and Apple, which are based in cities with a high cost of living, offering employees the choice to go fully remote, the decision of where to live is now in the hands of the employees. Nationwide, rent prices have significantly increased year over year. In February, for example, one and two bedroom rents were up 24% and 22% respectively. The top three most expensive cities in February were New York, Santa Monica, California, and Jersey City, New Jersey. Personally, I'd only even consider one of those. But in New York, studios run an average of about $4,100. A one-bedroom lease runs for $5,300 a month, and a two-bedroom goes for $7,300 a month. This, according to the research firm Rent.com. So where should you be looking for affordable rentals? What are the big cities with the cheapest rent? Overall, rent prices are going up everywhere, and some of these cheap cities are seeing rent price increases as well. but there are still affordable places across the country to live. And to determine the cities with the cheapest rent in the U.S., a study has been done of the average rental rates for every large city with a population of more than 50,000 and sufficient rental inventory of all common apartment layouts, you know, the studios, the one bedrooms, and the two bedrooms. And from this list of 78 cities, these places were rated and ranked rents for all unit types, which were then totaled for a combined score. Among cities that made the list are Indianapolis and San Antonio, as I've just mentioned. For renters who can work from anywhere, here are a few cities that will not break your bank. Now, I'll give you an example of some of these, and I'll only give you the studio rental. Obviously, if you're looking for a one-bedroom or two-bedroom, they're going to be a bit more expensive. But Grand Forks, North Dakota, you can get a studio rental for $676 a month. In Fargo, North Dakota, you can get one for, again, in the 600 category, $626 a month. But if you prefer to go down to Louisiana, to Baton Rouge, you can get a studio rental even cheaper. You can get one for $586. If you prefer to live in Omaha, Nebraska, though, you might have to pay over $800. And that's still not exorbitant when you consider what people are paying in the large cities. But San Antonio is 1.5 million population, but it has studio rentals available for $750. Indianapolis, you can get one for $1,000 a month. In Memphis, Tennessee, for $1,000 a month. And Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you can get one there for $1,000 a month. And the last two that I mentioned, in Albuquerque, it's $925 a month for a studio rental. And finally, in Des Moines, Iowa, again, a little over $900 a month. So these are not really exorbitant rental prices. Considering today's economy, those are pretty decent. And I won't give you the one-bedroom and two-bedroom prices. You can find them yourself if you go online and look at USA newspaper, USA Today. The article in the past week or so that will give you the rest of this information for rentals. And so, let's say that renting is not a choice that you've made. You'd rather buy a house. According to the company Good Hire, according to their analysis of factors like wage growth and unemployment rate, job growth, job openings, rental prices, and real estate sale prices, the most affordable city in America is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But there are job opportunities and still affordable housing prices to be identified. I'm going to give you the most affordable cities and the least affordable cities. I'll give you the list quickly. So if you still got a pencil and paper, have your ballpoint ready. Here we are for the most affordable cities. Sioux Falls, as I said. And then number two is Reno, Nevada. Provo, Utah, number three. Madison, Wisconsin, number four. Huntsville, Alabama, number five. Charleston, South Carolina, number six. Fayetteville, Arkansas, number seven. Ogden, Utah, number eight, followed by Salt Lake City. And finally, Spartanburg, South Carolina. And notice that most of these places are in the West or in the South. The least affordable cities. Number one is Los Angeles. Hartford, Connecticut, number two. Corpus Christi, Texas is number three. Bakersfield, California, number four. Shreveport, Louisiana, number five. Modesto, California, six. El Paso, Texas, number seven. And New York, all the way down to number eight. And guess who's number nine? Rockford, Illinois. And the bottom of the least affordable cities, the top 10, is McAllen, Texas. Let's look at some of these in a little more detail, because the house market is still a hot one. And people are willing to buy, they're willing to overpay. I know in my own case, when I sold a house last fall, our house was on the market 2 days. And the people offered me more than I wanted, and they were ready to pay cash. It was a weekend frenzy. It began in a hurry, and it ended in a hurry. So I thought you might like to have some information about the most affordable places, as Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the mayor, his name is Ten Hawken. Mayor Ten Hawken is preparing to deliver his state of the address very soon, and he can add another accolade to a growing list, the most affordable city in the U.S. That's according to GoodHire, a background screening software company that examines several factors, including, as I said, wage growth, unemployment rate, job growth, real estate sale prices and rental prices, and job openings. And using the 2021 data from the U.S. Census Bureau, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and the Commerce Department, GoodHire analyzed 155 cities with workforces of more than 150,000 people to find the most affordable and the least affordable places to live and work in the United States. And Sioux Falls, with a population of slightly more than 200,000 residents, topped the list. And Mayor Ten Hawken attributes his city's affordability to steady growth and solid incomes. The city averaged nearly 4,000 new residents in the past 2 years. The latest census figures show that it is continuing to attract people. It also has a low unemployment rate, under 2%, a low sales tax, growth, which is steady, and a stable median household income of nearly $60,000. Mayor Ten Hagen also noted that most Sioux Falls businesses remained open during the pandemic, which led to increased tourism, while other parts of the country suffered through very tough stretches in this regard. Sioux Falls is one of the many surprises on the most affordable list, which consists of cities that typically don't make the headlines. The COVID-19 pandemic saw more Americans move from large metro areas to smaller places, as many of their employers adopted more work from home or hybrid employment arrangements. A large number of those now remote workers were looking for a new adventure in a new city. Not all Americans are interested in moving to New York City or Chicago or to Boston or Los Angeles. And this study is a prime example of why. If you peek at the top 10, you'll find a number of cities that fly under the radar. Just behind Sioux City, as most affordable list, is Reno. The biggest little city is its title. It has a population now of more than 264,000 residents. It's known for its casinos, conventions, and proximity to the San Francisco Bay Area. Just 2 years ago, Reno was considered among the least affordable cities in the U.S. But this year, Reno has the best market for job seekers of any of the cities on its list. Its list, I'm referring to Good Hire's list, which is based on the number of job opportunities, the earning potential, and the housing affordability. The annual median household income in Reno now is almost $59,000. It's comparable to Sioux Falls in that respect. The rising income coincides with a recent analysis that said that Reno and Sparks Lake, Lake Tahoe area is thriving in the wake of 59 companies, mostly tech and manufacturing, either relocating to the area or expanding in the past 2 years. More importantly, Reno is attracting quality companies bringing higher paying jobs to reinforce its future. The continued development of advanced manufacturing there and the improvement in technology sectors will continue diversification efforts. Reno is a perfect example of the regional growth that is attracting those who can opt to relocate and decide to work from home. The median price for an existing single-family home in the greater Reno area this past December reached $545,000. Reno now has an affordable housing problem, though. While it's great that Reno is growing like gangbusters, with lower income housing availability, they're having more and more difficulty. And so the city is partnering with the Veterans Administration to build a complex for vets. And that's scheduled to break ground by summer. It's revamping a controversially closed downtown motel as a new home for low-income residents. So Reno is indeed a town on the move, a town with plans. In the category of the least affordable cities, not surprisingly inhabited by New York or Los Angeles, but while Los Angeles is ranked number one, New York comes in at number eight, as some smaller cities are ranked more expensively than New York, the city that never sleeps. These small places are like Bakersfield and Modesto, California, and the Texas cities of Corpus Christi and El Paso. The list shows that just because a city is smaller doesn't mean it's more affordable. And cities like Bakersfield, Rockford, Illinois, and El Paso might have more expensive housing costs and lower wage growth and potential earnings, making them as unaffordable as larger cities where workers earn more to offset their housing costs. And again, if you're interested in this article, you can find it in the USA Today newspaper last week. Hope you find it there and check again what I've just been telling you. And now I'm going to step away for a few moments. You enjoy the music and I'll be back soon. We're back again. And this time with some Q&A, questions and answers. I'm talking about the Smithsonian Institution. People write to them and ask their experts some of the following, which is today, the first question is, was there any political significance to placing the flag of the United States on the moon? Well, this question of raising an American flag on the moon became very contentious back in 1969. The State Department worried that it would give the impression of territorial possession, which was against the terms of the 1967 Outer Space Treaty. But members of Congress argued that since U.S. taxpayers were funding Project Apollo, astronauts should be allowed to raise an American flag. And in the end, NASA's Symbolic Activities Committee decided that the astronauts should plant the American flag while also making other gestures, such as taking miniature flags from every other nation to the moon and back. These flags were given along with moon rocks as diplomatic gifts. And then there's this question. When did our ancestors start losing fur? This wasn't any one event when our bipedal ancestors left the woods for the grasslands. But after they did, starting about 2 million years ago, their survival depended on cooling the body. Developing a high density of sweat glands and shorter, finer body hair made cooling more efficient. As with all evolutionary benefits, there were some disadvantages. In this case, damage to cells from intense sunlight. Skin pigmentation helped regulate the damage. Changing to maintain the health benefits of sunshine, as humans also spread to cooler and cloudier places. And that, my friends, is going to bring us to the end for the day. Thank you so very much for tuning in to 101.5 on your FM dial. We very much enjoyed entertaining you, informing you. I don't know if there was any amusement today, but once in a while we try to amuse you as well. So you take care of yourself, stay healthy, be kind to each other. Remember now, people will be surprised when you're kind to them. And it looks like for the next week and next program, I'll be talking about houses once again, but it'll be about 6 innovative ways to buy a house by those people who are having difficulty buying houses now. And with that in mind, I'm going to call on my friend Willie Nelson. Once again, Willie and I are going to head down the road looking for items that are appropriate for a little of this and a little of that. As I've said, we hope to entertain, inform, and amuse you. So, with that in mind, Willie and I are out of here. Willie, take us down the road again.